Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wait a minute.
What?
It is!
Oh my God!
Of Jay Cargill! Listen to Cleveland erupt! Jay Cargill! Whose 60-match winning streak was stopped at the hands of Chris Statlander, now coming down as Statlander is in deep trouble! Back for fun and games. She's back for business, and she's back for her championship.
The returnee-esque, the statuesque blonde, the former TBS champion, is back, and she made a statement.
TBS championship, Chris Statlander with a lot to think about.
That was Jade Cargill's AEW return last week, saving Chris Statlander from the Renegade Twins and then attacking Chris Statlander when the coast was clear. Her sights very much set on a go-around once more with Chris Statlander, the woman who took the TBS title from her back at Revolution. It was a very short and sweet affair, if you remember it that far back, where we saw Statlander make her return. And in an impromptu match, after Jade Cargill had defeated Taya Valkyrie, Statlander took the TBS title from Jade. So there is some unfinished business between Jade Cargill and Chris Statlander. That business will be resolved on Rampage tomorrow night, a match that has already been taped for production. And that surprised a lot of people, myself included. That feels like a marquee match that you would have take place at a pay-per-view, possibly Wrestle Dream, or even put it on the card for Dynamite Grand Slam, or even Rampage Grand Slam for that matter. But no, happening tomorrow, already been taped. You'll see it tomorrow night. And there's a reason for this. It seems as if, according to Fightful Select, Jay Cargill is back for a good time, but not a long time. We are told by AEW sources, say Fightful Select, as things stand at the moment, Cargill is finishing up with AEW, with the September 13 tapings in Cincinnati last night possibly being her last appearance. We're told that the situation unfolded last week and Cargill was brought back to Collision in order to wrap up and put over Chris Statlander clean. Fightful has spoken to sources within both AEW and WWE that believe she is heading to WWE. We should specify that we haven't heard of an official offer being made, and as always is the case, things can change in the world of pro wrestling, including a situation like this. To be clear, we haven't heard how long her AEW contract has left on it. We recently heard that there was an option year in play, but hadn't heard who held those options. The wide rumor within rosters of both WWE and AEW is that Jade Cargill will be heading to WWE. So the match that you see tomorrow night, where she faces Chris Statlander for the TBS title, could very well be her final one in an AEW ring, with WWE keen to be involved with Jade Cargill. Now, this has come around before. We go back many years, and Jade Cargill had spoken about being at the Performance Center and being given an offer with WWE, and it just felt like it wasn't right for her at that time. Obviously, many years have gone by since then, and Jade Cargill has proven herself to be an exceptional commodity in any women's division on the planet. And I would assume that after the run that she had with the TBS title, she's been able to put some zeros on the end of any potential contract offer. Worth mentioning as well, when it comes to Jade Cargill's potential future plans, is that she spoke only recently about her love for being in AEW. She was on Women's Wrestling Talk praising Tony Khan and All Elite Wrestling, saying, "I am always in contact with Tony Khan. He's a phenomenal boss. I can literally hit him up now and he'd probably hit me back in 3 minutes. This is a man who has four companies, a professional soccer team, Jacksonville Jaguars. He is busy, but he literally comes to every show. He is so passionate and he loves our company. There's no other place I would want to be. He doesn't look at me as a number. He looks at me like a human being. He knows my journey and understands my purpose in the wrestling community and what I want to achieve. And I don't think you can beat that. You can't beat this in a very interesting sport." That was Jade Cargill only recently talking about how much she loves being part of AEW. Something that, according to reports, she may not be going forward. According to Fightful Select, that a Jade Cargill WWE debut could be imminent. In terms of how that debut should go, for all that my stupid opinion is worth, I say forget NXT. Let's not do all of that. Instead, let's just get her on the main roster. Get Jade Cargill on Raw, sizing up to Rhea Ripley and ripping Nia Jax's head off, metaphorically, obviously. Let's get her on SmackDown, maybe squaring up to Charlotte Flair. The possibilities are endless. I'd love to see Jade Cargill in WWE. I think she is an excellent fit for WWE. And I think main roster should call immediately should Jade go to make money in WWE.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Oh, Max!
That's a frightening look right there, guys.
It seems my little prophecy has come true. And next week, I go to your backyard, and I'm coming for you. Because I'm going to walk you down. I'm going to beat you up. And I'm going to take everything you have, kid. Everything.
Joe's not playing games, boys.
Yeah, we know how much that AEW World Championship means to MJF. Will his reign end? in the shadow of his hometown. Will Samoa Joe be crowned AEW World Champion 1 week from tonight? We will find out at Dynamite Grand Slam.
Also last night on Dynamite, we saw Dynamite Grand Slam start to take shape. We have some big title matches taking place next week out of Arthur Ashe Stadium. Saraya is defending the AEW Women's title against the winner of that four-way from last night, Toni Storm. Chin up, tits out, and watch for the shoe. We will see Jon Moxley defending the AEW International title against Rey Fénix. This came about after Fénix was attacked before All In, meant that he missed out on Wembley in storyline world. And Fénix attacked Moxley on Dynamite last night to get us to where we need to go for here. Claudio Castagnoli and Eddie Kingston will meet next week in a title versus title match. Claudio putting up his ROH world title and Eddie putting up the New Japan Strong belt as well. And in the main event, MJF will face the winner of the Eliminator tournament from last night's Dynamite, Samoa Joe. It'll be Joe and MJF, a match that certainly has been bubbling away for a few weeks now since that push at All Out and that promo battle on Dynamite last week. It's set to be a good one as Dynamite Grand Slam once again emanates from Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York on Wednesday night. There will be a Rampage Grand Slam as well, which is expected to also include some marquee matches. Next week should be a big week for AEW. If you want to go back in time with us, check out myself and Sam Driver on the podcast feed later today. It's the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review back in your ears, and we are doing a retro reaction to WCW Clash of the Champions 33, Hollywood Hulk Hogan's first NWO World title defense against the Nature Boy Ric Flair, plus a Cruiserweight title defense from Rey Mysterio against Dean Malenko, and a triangle tag match, Harlem Heat, the Steiners, and Sting and Lex Luger in the mix. We're going to watch it and live react to it, and you can join us on the podcast feed. Or if you're a Patreon, you can check out the video version right now at patreon.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.